When President Obama announced new measures to prevent gun violence, one of the groups there to show support was the National Sheriffs Association. The group represents more than 3,000 county sheriffs across the country, and it backs what it calls common sense steps like universal background checks on all gun purchases. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami, not all sheriffs agree.
Sheriffs are, for the most part, elected officials, and as such, Mike Scott says, they're close to the people they represent. Scott is the sheriff in Lee County on Florida's southwest coast, and he says on guns, his constituents' views are clear.
What we're saying is that new laws are not the answer.
Last week, Scott helped pass a proclamation by Florida's Sheriff's Association expressing support for the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. But the proclamation then goes a step further, saying members will not, quote, assist, support, or condone any unconstitutional infringement of that right. The Florida Sheriff's Group is one of several around the country that have taken a stand in recent weeks, opposing any new gun control legislation in the wake of the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Sheriff Scott.
Anybody, you know, whether it's you, me, President Obama, Joe Biden, whoever, anybody that proposes something that usurps the basic rights outlined in the Constitution, we believe will be met with resistance.
Last month, the Utah Sheriff's Association sent a letter to President Obama warning that its members were, quote, prepared to trade our lives for the preservation of their Second Amendment right to bear arms. In Colorado, the sheriff's group there issued a 5-page position paper warning against hasty reactions to unfortunate tragedies, like Aurora and Sandy Hook. Among their positions, opposition to bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. These state groups have staked out positions on the debate over gun control that run counter to the National Association. Christopher Olson, executive director of the County Sheriffs of Colorado, says it's not a coincidence that many of the dissenters are in the western U.S.
Especially in states like out here in the West, we have a different attitude and a different thought process on the issue of guns, gun ownership, gun control, and so on.
Thank you. Thank you for those who are in attendance. Most especially, thank you to the Sheriffs of America.
Last week in Washington, a couple of hundred sheriffs gathered for the National Association's winter meeting. The group's president, Calhoun County, Alabama Sheriff Larry Amerson, held a news conference in part to respond to the dissenters. Individual sheriffs, he said, have the right to take whatever position they want. But Amerson said those who say they won't enforce laws they deem unconstitutional may be exceeding their authority.
A lot of those statements and positions might be a little broad, but again, it's up to that individual sheriff. But the National Sheriff's Association clearly states that the Constitution of our country makes it clear that the U.S. Supreme Court is the ultimate decider of what is lawful or unlawful.
Another sheriff, Ted Sexton from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, noted that although gun ownership is a right, it can still be restricted. The right to bear arms, he said, is not unlike other constitutional guarantees, such as the right to vote or freedom of speech.
Even though we have absolute rights, they still are regulated. And, of course, the regulation of those rights is interpreted by the courts.
At its meeting, the National Sheriff's Association restated its support for new gun control measures, but said they need to be just part of a comprehensive approach to preventing gun violence. Amerson said those who don't agree with the national group are just a small minority of the nation's sheriffs. Instead of opposing any new gun control measures, Amerson said his group planned to be at the table when they're being written.
And we're going to be working on policy points, if you will, things that we think could be implemented, be really easily done, and have an effect, a positive effect. And not every sheriff is in full agreement, but the vast majority of us are.
According to a pro-gun rights group that is promoting and tracking the opposition, there are now 6 state associations and 262 individual sheriffs who are on record opposing any new gun control measures. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.